Moncrief on News Talk.
Because most of our homes don't have air conditioning, and no matter how many windows you might leave open, it can be hard to sleep in the heat. The only option is perhaps a change in what you wear when you get into bed, or wear nothing. Sleeping naked seems to make the most sense, but is that necessarily true? The sleep coach Tom Coleman is here to tell us. Afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
I'd be worried that if you sleep naked, you're just sweating into your sheets. And then you have to change the sheets every... And then, you know, you have this kind of film of sweat all over your body, and that might actually make you hotter.
Well, that's one maybe downside that you may have to, because then your pyjamas or bedwear, they're not absorbing the sweat or the moisture that we produce. So that may be one downside. But there are many upsides to sleeping naked.
Okay, such as?
Such as, well, one of the primary ones is it benefits you because it reduces your body temperature. It helps the natural cooling process of the body. And that's very much linked to sleep. Also, your skin health. It can help bonding with your partner, more skin-to-skin contact. So that can really help that. Your sleep quality is going to improve, and maybe how fast you fall asleep. People are struggling with this heat.
Okay, so it sounds like you're saying that maybe we should be sleeping naked year-round.
Indeed. I mean, look, I'd be an advocate for that. I'm not sure how Irish people feel about that. I mean, there is some research on different populations in the UK. About 20% of the population sleep naked. Men tend to prefer to sleep naked more so than women. But different countries surprisingly show great variance in this.
Yeah. And would you be surprised by the countries that opt for more naked sleep than others?
Well, Germany, only about 9% of the population sleep. I mean, that's really shocking to me, because I thought these people are very liberal. They love, you know, getting naked, you know. So in Ireland, it's about 1 in 7 people sleep naked.
Okay, yeah. I suppose, yeah, that's probably surprisingly high, I would have thought.
Look, there's a lot linked to it, you know, shame, embarrassment, how comfortable we are, body image. We don't want our partners maybe seeing us naked or whatever else. There's a lot there.
Yeah, well, you think your partner wouldn't have seen you naked before, so that wouldn't be any great shock.
You would hope so.
Turn the lights off, I'm going to get into bed now, kind of thing. And oddly enough, it keeps your skin healthy. Can you explain that?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose if you're wearing clothes and the heat is, you know, the heat kind of escapes. So you've reduced trapped heat, reduced moisture. So we want the skin to be dry and cool, ideally. But if we have clothes or pyjamas, then there's going to be increased heat, increased trapped heat, increased moisture. And that's not good for your skin. Reduced friction as well. Yeah. Improved air circulation, all those type of things.
Yeah. And it's good for fertility. Is that in both men and women?
Yeah, I mean, look, there is research there. I mean, one little known thing about melatonin, the sleep hormone, is that it acts as an antioxidant for unfertilized female eggs. So if we are sleeping more through the night, we're going to have more melatonin, and that's actually going to help fertility. In terms of men, then, I suppose the mechanism is, look, the gonads are outside the body for men, and that's the idea, is to keep the sperm cool. And, you know, there is some research there, looking at sperm motility, sperm quality is better if we're wearing loose underwear and we're not trapping the heat.
Right. Okay. So it doesn't necessarily mean but just don't be wearing your tighty whities in bed, kind of thing, because you're boiling them slightly.
You are. You're boiling them indeed, yeah. Yes. We will keep them cool.
I suppose kind of that it's good. It's good for the relationship and for intimacy, presumably. It might make the couple a bit more inclined to touch each other.
That's fantastic for your health. I mean, oxytocin is the hormone that's produced. I mean, that's why babies, you know, we're told skin-to-skin contact is so important. It increases bonding, it reduces stress, it lowers your blood pressure. You know, it's just enhanced bonding all around. So,
yeah. And it's good for vaginal health.
Yeah, indeed. It's good for vaginal health. And how that works is, you know, yeast infection. So tight-fitting underwear increase the risk of vaginal yeast. So there we go.
Yeah. Crikey, yeah. So but you are balancing all that against the kind of having to clean the sheets every day. because they might get a bit, you know. They might get a bit gack, you know.
It has to be worth it. I mean, I think if you ask most men anyway, or maybe women, it's worth the trade off.
Yeah. So, but in your experience, though, Tom, would most people still be a bit icky about sleeping naked?
I think there's a lot of sort of cultural norms around it. I think so. I mean, I've lived abroad in different countries in hotter climates, and we're, you know, over there where there people are accustomed to seeing skin a lot more than we are here in Ireland. So, you know, we have shame tied up in that as well, and how we feel about our bodies. It is interesting that more men over 40 are sleep naked because I think they're just more comfortable with themselves.
Yeah, so they've let themselves go at that point, so it doesn't really matter. I suppose that's the thing. But yeah, because you could see how actually maybe not even the Catholic guilt thing, it'd be more like, he sleeps naked, he's notions about himself. It sounds like a vaguely notiony thing to do.
It does. It sounds like a very European thing to do.
Yes, that you think you're would you and your actual quality of your sleep. Is there any evidence it's better or worse or the same if you're naked?
There is strong evidence, and that's through the mechanism of thermoregulation, is the dumping of the, because our core body temperature needs to cool by at least 1 degree centigrade to induce sleep. And, you know, we should be cooling after 5 p.m. and sleeping naked really helps that. And then the knock-on effect is it improves sleep quality, it improves REM sleep, and we're falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
Okay. So there's pretty much everything to be said for it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the reason why we're not sleeping naked, Tom, do you suspect this is big pajama or sending out kind of, you know, conflicting messages about this?
Well, I mean, bed producers are producing the cooling beds now, and I'm not sure about the pajamas, but I think we should all give it a go at least and try it and see what happens. I mean, there could be a baby boom due to the heat wave.
God save us tonight. There might be, yeah, indeed. Tom, thanks a million for speaking. Tom, what did you sleep naked, Tom?
Ah, well, that's a hell of a question to ask a
physician. Heal thyself, that's all I can say. We'll just leave that pregnant pause there, so to speak. That was Tom Coleman there, health scientist and sleep coach. One texter says, only cowards don't sleep naked. Embrace the bare arse. Well, it's embracing somebody else's bare arse that people might feel leery about. TJ in Cork says, I sleep naked all the time. Now, when I found out the wife sleeps naked, I got a bonus there. As for the heat, I opened the attic door and let the heat escape. What do you mean, when you found out the wife sleeps naked, do you not see her on a regular basis? I slept in the bath last night, floating on a lilo. I only fell off twice. Ah, that sounds very restful indeed.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.